This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're at Revelation chapter 11, and we'll begin. 10 and 11 go together. And a strong angel appears from heaven with a cloud about him. He speaks like a lion. Perhaps the lion of the tribe of Judah shines like the sun. And he gives unto the prophet John, the scribe John even, a little book open. Now, we have talked about sometime how this little book open is Old Testament prophecy is about to be fulfilled. And time shall, it shall not be any more delay. It's going to happen right now. We see this as we go to the book of Revelation. And there was given to me a reed, chapter 11, verse 1, Revelation 11, 1. There was given to me a reed like unto a rod. This is a measuring reed. They used them in the Old Testament. And one said, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Now, this is the temple of the Jews. The church is long gone. We're in heaven at this time. But on the earth, we're back to the earth here. And we're back to Old Testament prophecy regarding Israel. And we'll prove that right here. Measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. And the court, which is without the temple, leave without and measure it not. For it has been given unto the nations, the Gentiles, King James says, but nations is right. And the holy city shall they tread under 42 months. Now this 42 months takes us right back to Daniel and the book of Daniel. And these 42 months are the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. 1260 days, the last half of the 1 week of years of the 70th week that Daniel speaks about. We went into great detail on that. You can look back on our radio archives and see about it. But we see that what we're seeing right now is going to take place in the last half of Daniel's 70th week, 42 months. And here we greet two witnesses. Revelation 11:3. And I will give unto my two witnesses. Now this leads me to believe, this is one of the nails in a sure place that causes me to think this strong angel is Jesus. Because he calls them my two witnesses. I don't think there's an angel, an ordinary angel, who could own them. I will give unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. And so we see them here with the times of the Old Testament prophecy, 3.5 years. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the Lord of the earth. And if any man desires to hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man shall desire to hurt them, in this manner must he be killed. So we find two witnesses, his two witnesses, God's two witnesses, Jesus' two witnesses, have an immunity. No man can hurt them. They're here for the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, and no man can hurt them. People have the idea that the Antichrist is so powerful that he is ruling over all the earth. He will not. People talk about one world government. I don't believe there will be a one world government. We've already gone into detail how the book of Revelation speaks that it'll be a third part of the earth. And it will be not the whole globe that he rules over, but the prophetic earth of the old Roman Empire revived, which has an eastern leg and a western leg. It has a European leg. It has an Asian leg. And so in that part of the world, he will be the government. But we don't see that there's going to be one global government. People talk about it all the time, but the Bible really does not teach that. Now, there are global exchanges and everything on the earth affects something. The markets in New York affect the markets in Japan and so forth. But he's not the ruler over all the earth and all the people believe that he's God. No, he has a hard time convincing people because he cannot even control these two little witnesses, two men. These are the two olive trees If any man desires to hurt them, Antichrist included, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man shall desire to hurt them in this manner, must he be killed. Fire coming right straight out. Like they're like fire-breathing dragons, yet they're two men. They have the power to shut the heavens that it rain not during the days of their prophecy. Elijah said where it would rain and where it would not rain in the Old Testament. And he didn't allow any rain in the land of Egypt, not over the whole, the land of Israel, excuse me, but not over the whole earth. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to smite the earth with every plague as often as they desire. Now, remember the plagues of Egypt? We see them appearing back here. But these two witnesses are the ones that have the authority over them. These two witnesses are the ones who say when the waters will be turned into blood and when the signs that God gives them, the plagues, shall be released. Chapter 11, verse 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss shall make war with them and overcome them and kill them. This is the Antichrist. Now remember, the beast was first seen by Daniel. So we're going back to Daniel now. We're tying in the 3.5 years with Daniel. We're Daniel's 70th week, the last 3.5 years of it, the beast. And so we see that this little book opened is Old Testament prophecy. And when they finish there, he shall kill them, and their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Now, 2 is the minimum number of establishing witnesses. The Bible says, out of the mouth of 2 or 3 things shall a thing be established. So the mighty angel that I believe, and some of these other ones believe, is Jesus, calls them my 2 witnesses. He had 2 witnesses in his lifetime on earth. Two men witnessed to the women at the tomb that Jesus had risen. Luke 24:4-7. 2 men stood by and witnessed to the disciples as Jesus ascended into heaven. Acts 1:10-11. Who are these 2 witnesses? No one knows for sure. If they say they do, you know that actually in Israel, they have a funny disease they call the Jerusalem disease. Psychiatrists have identified it. People who come to Jerusalem and get goofy. And when you go to Jerusalem, you will often, not often, but sometimes meet these 2 witnesses. There will be people there that declare that they are one of the witnesses. They are not one of the witnesses. And furthermore, they don't even know who are the 2 witnesses. Neither do you, neither do I, neither does Hilton Sutton, neither does any of Clarence Larkin or anyone. No one knows for sure. People have taken educated guesses. And their educated guesses include such people as Moses and Elijah, maybe Enoch, maybe Zerubbabel and Joshua from the Old Testament. Moses and Elijah are often nominated as these 2 witnesses because they were there at the Mount of Transfiguration. In Luke 9:30, 2 men were talking with him, and they were Moses and Elijah, who appearing in glory were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. So back at that time, they and from their heavenly places were involved with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, which he was going to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, the Apostle Peter reminds us in the second his second epistle, and the second epistle of Peter is all prophetic. It's the letter, and we have a teaching that I did on it called The 2 Days. It is Peter's letter, which tells us when Jesus is coming at the end of 2 days, 1,000 years being a day, and a day is 1,000 years. But Peter reminds us in this second book of his, second letter, that Moses and Elijah were associated with the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I shall read for you 2 Peter 1:16. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there was born such a voice to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Peter was on the Mount of Transfiguration. And he said what happened there had to do with the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he does tell us that Moses and Elijah were associated with that and the plans of God. Moses is also associated with the plagues of Egypt, as you well know. And the plagues of Egypt are coming again, some of them, in the book of Revelation to the earth. And these two witnesses will have control over them. Elijah, we know, in the Old Testament, stopped the rain. And he said when it could rain and where it could rain and where it could not rain. And then we see from the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of Jehovah come." The Jews actually set a place for Elijah at the Seder meal. They have a chair, they have a place, they have a cup for him, and they look out the door to see if he's coming. So Moses and Elijah are two of the candidates that people see as these two witnesses. Some people see that Enoch and Elijah, because they did not know physical death. And the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. But there was a man who died twice, and that was Lazarus. Jesus raised him from the dead, and we know he died again. The numerical Bible says, and this I want to talk to you about tomorrow, that there's also the possibility that it's a man of that time who is upon the earth, who was raised up in the spirit and power of Elijah. And we'll talk about that tomorrow when we get back to the book of Revelation. Right now, I want to give you my special invitation to join us at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. We'll have people coming here from all across the United States. And today, if you would look at September 19's archives on our Wednesday prayer, we pray together every Wednesday. The Lord, you want to hear what God said to Brother Gene Wiseman about how we need to be intimately praying, hearing the voice of the Lord, and how we must take more seriously our call to prayer. Call to prayer he's raising up through across the United States of America, and to us, the Autumn Assembly here in Branson, Missouri, October 25th through 29. Go online to billybrim.org or call 1-800-972-3447. Shalom.